There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you for Florida Pest Control on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:22 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Happy Hump Day Trump Day. Hammerhead Fred. Tropical Storm Fred update coming up in a few minutes. But first, it's time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Sherry, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me are the mask. From what I can see, the big thing they do is contribute to the litter problem. I don't know if anyone ever walks, but they're all over the ground. They're all at the bus stops. No, people, they don't really wear them, and it's not uniform. Some people say wear them, some people say don't. It's kind of a farce.
It could be killing our aquatic life too. It could end up in our water and hurt the little animals. Maybe that'll change some minds. People go, yeah,
just like straws, right? Exactly. I like the way you're thinking.
Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, Bob, last I heard, I thought America was supposed to be a democratic republic where you have majority rule, but you have minority rights. Gainesville is anything but that. They're a communist-run tyranny where the majority rules. You have no choice for the mask. If they want to wear a mask, everybody's going to wear a mask at the school. Everybody's going to take a vaccine if you work for the city. That's communism. That's communism. You want to know what America looks like? You need look no further than Gainesville. That's what's bugging me.
Yep, I hear you. Let's go to Biscuit. What's bugging you?
Yeah, well, they mandate shots all the time for kids. You know, Bob, what I called in is about this old mask thing. How you said it's the parents' choice to wear the mask for the kids. Okay? I know there's pros and cons on both sides, but I can remember back in the day when they were talking about school uniforms. Oh, they're great. They need to mandate it. Why should, as a parent, school tell me what my kid can wear? Same thing, Bob. But, you know, on a side note, Bob, you know, old Biden said, you know, oh, Cuomo, you did a hell of a job. Yeah, that's like saying to Jeffrey Dahmer, that was one hell of a meal. See ya.
Oh. I hope that never makes it to the cooking channel. Dave, what's bugging you?
I don't think I can beat that one. I've been having a hard time adjusting to the gal that has filled Rush Limbaugh's hours. I find her, she has never had her mouth washed out with soap by her parents, and I can just picture her chewing tobacco and spitting it on the floor, too. I wish we could get somebody with a little more class.
Well, that's exactly what Greg fell in love with when he met her. She was, splitting them a pack of, what was it, Red Man? Was it Red Man tobacco?
If you say so.
That's not even politically correct anymore.
It's so funny because the description that he gave of what, it gives you a visual, and she looks nothing like that. Now, she a little coarse around the edges sometimes, yeah, but I like her a lot. I like her a lot.
You do. You have a little crush on her.
I do, yeah. That. I mean, she's gun-toting, yeah, smart, yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that my employer just informed us that if we don't get the vaccine because they don't think the vaccine rate is coming along as the way they wish, that we will be terminated at a certain point because they're going to mandate the vaccine to have the job. If anybody in Gainesville is a good attorney that would like a good possible landmark case, please call in.
Yeah, I on one hand I'd say, well, at least they're being honest, even if they're being unconstitutional, at least they're being honest. And if I were you, I would definitely take notes, times, dates, things that were said, people that said them, and just keep that information. And yeah, maybe reach out to an attorney. But you know what will happen in most cases, I'll say, oh, they let you go for other reasons. Oh, we're downsizing a little bit. We eliminated your position, so on and so forth. That's the tough part when, you know, we all need our jobs, mm-hmm, because most people have not been good about having an emergency fund, putting money aside, paying as you go, not racking up a lot of debt. And what ends up happening is it really limits your choices because you are in debt. You're a debtor. And you don't want to be in that position if you can help it. I mean, if you're in it right now, it's not going to change overnight. But just especially if you're raising children, you want to remind them, better be out of debt. If you have money in the bank, it's a lot easier to say, take this job and shove it.
Yep.
Than it is when you don't have money in the bank. That is for sure. And that's why I keep kissing corporate's butt. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up, latest information on Fred that I have now nicknamed Hammerhead Fred. I'll tell you why next on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.